Our first two guests, Carmen Lynch and Liz Mealy, are comedians and former roommates. Carmen hosts the podcast The Human Centipod, which also airs on Sirius XM. And Liz has a comedy special on YouTube called Self Help Me. And she wrote a new book with a title that we need to bleep on NPR, Why Cats Are Carmen and Liz, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Liz, you wrote a book. Your book is out.
Yeah.
You have a cat, and your parents are both veterinarians.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like to think it's a book for both people that love cats and don't love cats. And I feel like I've really hit the full market, because it's like, if you don't like them, I agree. And if you do like them, I also agree. It's an acceptance. So there's a lot of like cool, interesting history with, you know, I would like to think, Liz Mealy funny flavors. And then it's a lot of opinion pieces, like how to name your cat. But like, I have such strong controversial opinions on how I think cats should be named.
Can you give us like one quick tip?
Well, my whole thing is they're not going to college. What are we doing here? Like, why are we naming it Steve? Like, don't give me another. I want no more Simbas or Tiggers or Garfields. What are we doing? Get creative. I have a list of running names. I'm like, your cat should be my whole thing is either has an education you could have never had, like, you know, a doctor something, or like, or it's going to be something.
A professor.
Yeah. Like coupons. I like the name coupons. Animal names are just fun. And if you're not having fun with it, I don't think you should have an animal.
And if you don't have an animal like me, you just call your boyfriend weird names. Based on whatever he's doing that day.
Right. Head of folding laundry.
Professor dishes doer. Yeah, exactly.
Doctor, did you go to the grocery store?
So you guys are perfect at this.
Yeah, we're good. I get it. Carmen, you know, I was thinking too, because you obviously, I know you from the comedy world performing in English, but you also do comedy in Spanish. And I was wondering, do you translate your jokes from English to Spanish, or do you write new ones in each language?
You know, that's the number one question I always get, and it's kind of changed over time. Like, when I first started doing it, I would just translate because I had no idea what Spanish audiences were like. And now it's just easier to just organically speak in Spanish, because if I translate, I really feel like I have multiple personalities, and I'm like translating in my head and I'm not in the moment. And if I just do it organically, it almost comes out the way I used to speak as an 8-year-old when I lived in Spain. So it's almost like tragically funny, because I'm not an adult, and then I get more laughs, you know?
All right, we have a couple games for you. You guys ready for some games?
Yes!
Okay, fantastic. So we really love the Great British Baking Show. So in this game, we imagine what would happen if there was an equally unhealthy but far less classy spinoff of this called The Great American Junk Food Show. So Jonathan and I are going to describe a delicious food as if it was being judged by a very disappointed Paul Hollywood-like character. And you just tell us what junk food we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
So Liz, this one is for you.
Okay.
This is not a good bake. Your hollowed out spuds are raw. See what happens when I stick my finger in it? Your bacon bits are burnt. You took a risk with the Gouda, but I would have gone with a robust cheddar. And you said you put sour cream in this? Yeah. I can't find it. It's a shame, really.
I got nothing.
All right.
I'm gonna
All right.
Lose
what did you hear? What did you hear?
Started.
No. What did you hear? We'll work it out. What did you hear?
You're
what ingredients
best.
Did you hear? Well,
you know what? I think I already, like, my brain was already fried, because I was like, when I think of junk food, I think of candy. And immediately I was like, I had to like reframe, and I was like, this doesn't sound like chocolate.
No, this is more, I would say, right, this is like an unhealthy thing you might order at a restaurant. You might make it at home, but I feel like it's a lot of work.
Is it like a, what do you call it? Like a baked potato when they have all the stuff on it?
So it's potato skins.
Oh, I need to, can I leave? I don't think I should be here.
No, you cannot. All right, Carmen, here's one for you. When I bit in, I was expecting the ooze of the Italian cheese, but it simply hasn't melted. And look, the breading falls right off when you pick it up to dip it in the marinara. Plus, the shape is all wrong. It should be elongated. I'm disappointed.
You know, like an Italian sandwich with stuff in it.
No, this is an appetizer that you might order at a restaurant. You dip it in marinara.
Oh, breadstick, bread, mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks, yeah. That is correct, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wanted to give her the hint that it was like, it's every green room menu. It's like every comedy club
yes,
staple.
Right. Totally, totally.
Oh, and if you don't eat them right when they come.
Oh, it is.
They're nasty.
No.
So terrible.
Instant regret.
All right, Liz, here's your next one.
Ready.
This has a few major issues. All right, the petals are inconsistent in size, and the coating is missing that crunch. It looks great, but I'm just not getting the sweet Vidalia flavor. Once again, you put style over substance. Plus, is it really your signature bake if you've copied it from Outback Steakhouse?
Oh, Blooming Onion?
Yes.
Oh, thank God you got that one.
I was like, yes. She's using big words. I hate this.
That's how we trick them.
Also, did you use any, like, food? Like, you didn't even say a type of food, right?
Yes, Vidalia. Vidalia is a type of
onion. Get out of here. Get out of here. I don't want to do this anymore.
Carmen, this is for you. This isn't balanced. The hot sauce just drowns out the butter. And I expected more flavor from that blue cheese dressing. Celery's quite dry on the tongue, isn't it? This is not your finest hour.
Liz, do you know it?
I do know it.
I hate you, because I knew all of yours, okay?
I know, what is that? I think because there's no pressure on me that I know them.
That's what happens, yeah.
So there's celery, okay.
There's a famous place in upstate New York that people name these after. Mm-hmm. Does that help or hinder? I can't tell.
I think that hindered. What?
Okay.
Celery, New York.
Celery, New York. I love celery, New York.
Oh, my God. I don't
that
eat
the
celery.
Celery and the blue cheese dressing and sometimes carrots, that's sort of the side part of this dish.
Oh, buffalo wings.
Yeah, buffalo wings. That's right.
Oh, my God, that was tricky. I was focusing on tunnel vision on the celery.
Uh-huh.
By the way, did you know that there's a bit of a wings shortage, and right now the price of wings has doubled?
Oh, my God, are they 25 cents now?
yeah. All right, you guys did great. You did great.
Thank you.
So we passed the test.
You passed the test.
Woo!
More with Liz Mealy and Carmen Lynch after the break. Plus, we continue our quest to put more Dolly Parton information into the world. Actors from the Hulu show Shrill, Lolly Adefope, and ER Fightmaster play the new quiz show sensation, Dolly Parton or Dalai Lama? I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.